Welcome to the Recency Belief Podcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danae Mary Louise White, and I am the third oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III equips Christians to stand firm in their faith and offers unbelievers a recency belief.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Reasons to Believe podcast, episode number 153. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. Our Reasons to Believe scripture passage for today is Luke chapter 24, verses 2 and 3. It reads, "And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus." Our Reasons to Believe quote for today is from Thomas Arnold. He said, "I have been used for many years to study the histories of other times and to examine and weigh the evidence of those who have written about them. And I know of no one fact in the history of mankind which is proved by better and fuller evidence of every sort to the understanding of a fair inquirer than the great sign which God hath given us that Christ died and rose again from the dead." And so, my beloved, our Reason to Believe PowerPoint today is titled "The Resurrection, Part 6, from the Handbook of Christian Apologetics" by Dr. Peter Kreeft and Dr. Ronald K. Tosile, who I must say have done a wonderful job, and we give God the glory. The authors continue with the second part of this chapter, subtitled "The Meaning of the Resurrection, 10 Confusions," and we continue from last week. Number 9, resurrection is also not a myth. If we wish to distinguish myths from legends, we may say that myths are symbolically true. For instance, the religions of the ancient Near East are full of grain little g-gods and corn little g-gods and vegetation little g-gods who rise from death every spring. These little g-gods do not exist, but the new life of vegetation does. So does the new life of Christ, which these myths in the providence of God seem to have confusedly foretold. But Christ's resurrection, unlike myths, is pinned down to a real, specific, concrete time and place in history and certified by eyewitnesses. The New Testament explicitly distinguishes Christ's resurrection from myths and legends. "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty." Modern demythologizers who say they believe the resurrection, but only as a myth, are altering the claim, fudging the data, as if one were to claim to be a Nazi and believe in Aryan racial superiority in some mythic sense, while denying that the Aryan race is really superior. You are not a party member if you deny the essential planks in its platform. The demythologizers try to get around this by distinguishing sacred history from ordinary secular history. saying that the resurrection really happened in the first, not the second. This seems to us either sheer obfuscation or downright deceit. The sacred history, did it ever happen or not? If not, don't call it history, but fiction, like Santa Claus. If it did, then it happened just as crudely and literally as births or wars happen, and we don't need the distinction. Number 10, the resurrection of Christ must be clearly distinguished. Number 10, the resurrection of Christ must be clearly distinguished from what the modernists put in its place, a resurrection of Easter faith in the hearts and lives of the disciples. Easter faith without a real Easter is a self-contradiction or a self-deception. It is faith in what is not rather than what. It is faith in what is not rather than faith in what is. And if it is a faith in faith, then we ask faith in faith in what? Faith is like knowledge. It is essentially intentional. It needs an object other than itself. Otherwise, it is a hall of mirrors. Faith in faith is also perverse and unnatural. It is the attempt to get the taste of the meat without eating the meat, and is related to faith in facts, as masturbation is related to copulation. It is spiritual autoeroticism. There is no other. The disciples could never have experienced such a resurrection of faith and hope without a literal resurrection. If it wasn't the risen Jesus, then who transformed them and converted the world? If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And we thank you, Lord, for our time together. We thank you for the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a powerful truth. Have it to transform and change our lives forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you have never trusted this Jesus, please know that Jesus loves not only me, Jesus loves you. And if you want to be saved by Jesus today, here is how. Believe in God the Father, believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Shall be saved. Shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. What a great deal. Until next time, my beloved, please keep in mind these reasons to believe. God bless you.